Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And a big thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there's nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, Tina Caputo is in studio today, and actually, I was a little bit envious because she was just so chipper bright and early this morning, and I haven't seen her for a while. I'm like, wow, early bird gets the worm. Tina Caputo is a longtime friend of mine. She's an extraordinary wine writer, and she reps the Wine Institute, Discover California Wines, and, well, all things wine. Although I have to say, when she's in Zigtown, she likes a cocktail, too.
Of course.
See how early it is in the morning? We're already talking about cocktails. The segue was real.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
So, you know, last month was Earth Month and, you know, all those kinds of things. Although every day is Earth Day in Zigtown and should be everywhere.
Yes.
I saw a whole bunch of, like, garbage discarded on the way into the station this morning. And it was like a refrigerator and a mattress and all this stuff.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh.
Yeah, every day's Earth Day, you know, just discarded on the
everyone.
Side of the road. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to talk about green medal winning wines here in California and what that really means. If somebody is a green medal winner, you know, can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Green Medal Awards, I should say the California Green Medal Awards, is something that happens every year. This is the 10th year, and it is to recognize both wineries and vineyards that are basically like walking the talk in terms of sustainability. So it's the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance and other organizations that are dedicated to sustainability all come together, and wineries that are part of sustainability programs can send in applications, and then a panel of expert judges selects four winners each year.
Mm-hmm. And so do you know what it means to be an expert judge for that? I'm just curious, because like, wouldn't we qualify?
We should. But it's really the experts at organizations like the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance, Wine Institute, the Lodi Wine Grape Commission.
Love Lodi.
Yeah.
It's
Napa
my favorite.
Green. Yeah, they have one of the oldest certification programs in the state with Lodi rules. So
yes.
it's the experts from those organizations.
Right. I gotcha. So do you know how many wineries have been awarded at green medals? Or
there's four every year, and
okay,
they've been doing
four.
It for 10 years. So that would be
Don't
40.
Ask me to do math. Yeah, don't ask
think,
that.
You know,
I'm not
an
on
English
that program.
Major, but I'm pretty sure that's 40.
Yeah, listen, I did 12 years of Catholic school. My penmanship is fabulous, but math, not so much. Oh, wait, that was my outside voice. Anyway, so when you get a green medal award, I guess that's going to really be something, a useful tool for me to be able to recommend wineries, because, of course, I want to recommend, you know, folks to visit wineries that are truly sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. So to find out who all the current winners for this year are and for the previous years, you can go to greenmedal.org, and all the details are there. And then another great tool for finding sustainable wines that you can use is to go to californiasustainablewine.com, and you can actually search by the wine, by the winery, or by the vineyard to find out if they're certified sustainable.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. I had no idea that existed, and I'm the wine gal.
I know. It's a great tool. So if you're in the store, you're not sure, like, you can just pop on the website.
I love that. And it's so handy to be able to have these tools, you know, at the ready.
Yes.
Because, you know, the best way to vote is with your dollar.
Yeah.
I always say that. And supporting local, and to figure out who in your community and beyond. Like, for me, I'm doing a road trip. You know, I want to be able to look up what wineries where I'm going actually have been awarded or recognized for being sustainable. You know, Benziger here in Sonoma County gets a lot of accolades because they are kind of the OG,
know,
in this, along with the Couturis and, you know, a lot of other folks. But if I'm traveling to, say, the Sierra Foothills or, again, to Lodi, since we're you know, loving Lodi this morning.
Lodi.
And, you know, I went to Winters a couple weeks ago and literally have fallen in love with that town. and got to meet the folks from Berryessa Gap Vineyards.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other wineries up there, and I just, it's the cutest town ever. I created a cocktail for an event up there.
Oh, fun.
And so I got to tool around, and I'd never been to that area.
Yeah, that's, my friend grew up there, so I've been out there a couple times.
It's so cute, isn't it?
It is.
I love it. So I would be able to say, okay, hey, I'm going to this area, so look up, you know, what wineries have been recognized in that area for green, you know, awareness, sustainability, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can figure out who you want to visit, whose wines you want to buy,
mm-hmm. all that good Sierra stuff. Foothills, too. There's a lot going on up there, and mm-hmm. I bet there's some sustainable awarded and green medal awarded
wines. Yeah,
they're
all across the state.
Up there. Mm-hmm. Wow. So I guess it kind of is a really large topic if we were to think about it, but kind of diving a little bit into the food scene, you know, so many things like we're overfished, you know, we're really taking way too much out of the ocean. We're not putting back. Yep. And a lot of these wineries are actually figuring out that sustainability means not just continuing to take from their vineyards, but actually, you know, creating something beyond a monoculture to take. We have to give and have more of a holistic thing. Same with the ocean. So when I think about food pairings, I'm trying to figure out what's coming from my garden in Zigtown, right?
Of course.
And doing a lot of vegetable-centric things, you know, to pair with wines. So what do you think about food pairings with vegetables and seasonality?
I love that so much. And, you know, eating more fresh fruits and vegetables is a really great way to have a more climate-friendly diet in general. So, and you can absolutely pair wines with great vegetable dishes. In fact, for Down to Earth Month, which was in April, that's just wound down, Discover California Wines had some really great recipes that you can find on discovercaliforniawines.com of pairing climate-friendly recipes with California wine, like, you know, there's this great recipe for like a shaved asparagus salad that you can pair with a Pinot Gris or a California Chardonnay. There's like a farmer's fried rice bowl that you can make with like any great fresh veggies that you have in your garden or that you bought at the farmer's market. And that pairs really well with a California rosé. So there's lots of things that you can do.
So I just have to say, the Discover California Wines website, I go there all the time.
It's great.
I really, really do. It's so amazing. And I've gotten so many great recipes from there. A couple years ago, you and I were talking about some really cool kind of low ABV cocktails using California wines and seasonality with those cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so many great recipes and recipe ideas for making wine-based cocktails from the Discover California Wines website.
Absolutely. It has a great search tool on there. So you can search by, you know, the appetizer. If you're looking for a dessert, you can search by ingredients. It's really, really useful.
I probably go to that website more than any Appalachian website, more than anything. I really do love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you can find all that information, too, about the different Appalachians and wineries you can visit and what events are happening. So there's lots of good info on
and,
there.
A few years back, Janet Fletcher wrote a cookbook.
Yeah.
And it talks about all the Appalachians all over California, mm-hmm. up one side and down the other, and recipes from farms that are in that area, and say that one area is really known for pistachios and another area is known for oranges.
Yeah,
and
that was called Wine Country Table.
I love that book.
It's beautiful. Right?
And I've given it as gifts to a few people, too, that have really appreciated
it. It's fabulous because it tells a lot of the stories about the wineries and grape growers and farmers in all those different areas.
So we didn't digress from cocktails. We've actually progressed.
It's coming back around.
But it is coming back around because I do want to actually talk about something really cool that's happening tonight. Today is May 1st, and it is the first day of Mental Health Awareness Month. And I have two brothers that have suffered their entire lives from mental health illness.
Oh, wow.
I think that everybody knows somebody, if it's not a family member, it's a friend or a relative or a neighbor or whatever.
Definitely.
And so tonight at Lo and Behold in Healdsburg, they're hosting Cocktails for a Cause.
Mm.
And this is sponsored by Flora Luna Apothecary.
Love.
I know. Love her so much, Phaedra. They're in out of Healdsburg. And Campari is sponsoring.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Lo and Behold. And the Cocktails for a Cause theme is called A Beautiful Mind.
Oh. Oh, that's great.
And they're having a big competition for cocktails. Six bartenders are competing, and the official campaign cocktail is what the winner will be awarded with. So if you, you know, have the winning cocktail, so this campaign going forward that Phaedra actually started with A Beautiful Mind, that cocktail will be featured, you know, at all these things going forward throughout the year, which is really, really cool. It's a social cause campaign that she's kicked off.
That's fabulous.
And so proceeds from tonight, it's $35 to get in, and proceeds from tonight go to NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. Tickets are at the door. Door opens at 5:30, and I am a judge for the cocktail competition.
That's a tough gig. I'm really sorry, Ziggy.
I know. I'm not. I mean, somebody's got to do it. But the competition begins at 6, so the event is officially like 6 to 9, but again, doors open at 5:30. I would get there early to position yourself, you know, get a seat, get in there. So Cocktails for a Cause is happening tonight, May 1st, first day of Mental Health Awareness Month. So I would love to invite you, if you want to come for cocktails tonight.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to see if
cocktails
I can make
it. Cocktails for a Cause. Anything else before we wrap up Wine Wednesday?
Yeah, just wanted to just do a quick shout out to the Green Medal winners for this year.
Yes.
So there's four different awards. There's the Leader Award, which is kind of an overall sustainability accolade, and that went to Lang Twins in Ocampo, which is a great multi-generation farming family.
Near Lodi.
Yes, near Lodi. And then the Environment Award, which is more focusing on like taking care of the land and their environmental practices, went to Gloria Ferrer this year in Sonoma.
Very, very cool. Not surprised. I love it there.
Yeah, I love the sparklers. And then the Community Award, which is about being a good neighbor and having good relations in your community, went to Cooper Garrett Vineyards out in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And then finally, the Business Award is basically about having smart business practices in implementing sustainable practices. And that went to Vino Farms, which is a vineyard management company in Lodi.
We are just hitting Lodi hard today.
I know. So much love for Lodi today.
Well, I have to give a special shout out then to Kimberly Charles of Charles Communications, because if it wasn't for Kimberly, all those years ago when she used to be the PR rep for Lodi, I would have never discovered Lodi. I would have never been there. I used to always kind of be like, oh, Lodi, like, oh, just bulk Zinfandel, whatevs.
Yeah.
But Kimberly changed my perspective on that, and I'm forever grateful for that and for a lot of journalists that I know.
Yeah, I've had a lot of exciting things happening there.
There really, really is. All right, well, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Discover California Wines, that's my favorite website, I'm just going to say right now. And it's A Beautiful Mind tonight. I hope to see everybody at Lo and Behold. Have a happy Wine Wednesday. Cheers.